today's gospel, we hear Jesus instructing his followers to not be afraid of the one who can destroy the body but not touch the soul, but rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body into Gehenna. With that statement, I think Jesus invites us to reflect on the Christian meaning and notion of what our bodies are and what they are in relationship to our soul, and the importance that each of them has, of course, in our life. In the first place, with respect to our material body, the first thing that we should acknowledge, I think, is that none of us created ourselves. None of us gave ourselves life. We received the gift of life as precisely a gift coming through the instrument of our parents, but ultimately coming directly from God. And therefore, even our body should be seen as a gift that has been given to us, and is really this kind of amazing instrument with all sorts of capabilities and capacities that, in a sense, we've been entrusted with. And when we look upon our body from a perspective of gift, of an instrument that has been entrusted to us, of this amazing gift with different capacities, it really reminds us then that we're called to be stewards who are responsible for our bodies, and also to keep in mind what the true perspective of our body is. It is an essential part of who we are here on this earth. We have our earthly body, and then, God willing, one day in heaven, we will have our glorified body. But in terms of keeping the importance of our body here on this earth in perspective, we are reminded that inevitably our bodies are headed toward decay. As we age and our health begins to decline and the capacities of our body begin to decline, we can't help but be struck in a way with the fleeting passage of beauty, vanity, and some of the physical powers of the body. And it really invites us then to be reminded of the importance of what our bodies are for, but not to make our bodies the end and everything about what our life is about. I suppose there's a balance between two exaggerations. On the one hand, the exaggeration whereby one would neglect the importance of the body and therefore not be a good steward or not take responsibility for taking care of this amazing gift that's been given to us. And on the other hand, there is the tendency to over-glorify the body, to treat it as a kind of idol, or to try to build it up as if it was the end-all and be-all of life, and not merely as an instrument through which the spiritual faculties of our soul utilize to move us toward the truth and toward goodness. This then leads us to a discussion on the soul. The soul is really representative of the spiritual faculties of human life and is the animating principle that makes us tick in a way and that allows our bodies to be activated into movement. And the primary spiritual faculties of our soul are our intellect, through which we can know the truth about the good to be done and evil to be avoided, the truth about salvation, of what our life is all about, and the spiritual faculty of our will, through which we have the freedom and the power to be able to choose the good and to reject evil. And therefore, because of the spiritual nature of the faculties of the soul, in particular to move ourselves toward goodness, every time we choose the good, every time we choose truth, we ourselves and our soul become good. We become morally good, and we move ourselves toward our eternal destiny in heaven. And therefore, the things that are of most danger in life and the things that we should be trying to avoid at all costs are not merely those which could harm our physical body, but primarily, first and foremost, are those things which could harm the soul, which could contaminate our inclination toward truth or our knowledge of the truth, and which can harm our capacity to be able to choose the good and therefore to use our freedom to move ourselves toward the gift of salvation that Jesus has invited us to. I suppose this spiritual nature of the soul and of these faculties can really be seen from the fact that even when the body can be afflicted with suffering, even in those moments it's possible for the soul to still be buoyant, to still be joyful, to still experience fulfillment in life. And conversely, there are people who may have the most perfect body in the world, practically speaking, but on a spiritual level of their soul, they feel utterly empty and in a state of despair. And therefore, it really reminds us, and Jesus focuses us to remember, the body is at the service of the soul. The soul is where we want to be focusing our attention to move ourselves toward truth and to move ourselves to be able to choosing the good. I suppose in conclusion, if we were to look for some little practical exercises that we could do to ensure that we keep this priority of body and soul in the right perspective, one thing that always strikes me is the number of times we likely look into the mirror each day, and the number of times that we want to check to make sure that our appearance is okay and that we are presentable, which of course there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, and we should be concerned that we are presentable to at least some positive degree. But to always remember as well, for as often as we would look in the mirror to see about our physical appearance, how often do we do an examination of conscience to examine the state of our soul, to examine the state of the spiritual faculties that we have of our choosing the truth, of our moving toward the good? And so I just would invite you, when you look in the mirror, to also remind yourself, don't forget to look into the window and mirror of your soul to examine your conscience and to say, where am I in my relationship to God and how am I moving my life toward salvation, toward Jesus? And secondly would be to say that while physical exercise and physical activity is great, we should also never forget about spiritual exercise, which is precisely what prayer is, precisely what participating in Mass and reflecting on the Word of God is, and to again remind ourselves, if the pecking order and the hierarchy is that the body is at the service of the soul, and the soul is really where the gift of salvation is won or lost, then it reminds us of the importance of these spiritual exercises of prayer, of reflection, of examining our conscience. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always view our bodies from the proper Christian perspective. These are gifts, instruments that are given to us to be utilized by the spiritual faculties of our soul so that we can always choose the truth about the good and move ourselves toward the gift of salvation that has been won for us in Jesus Christ. Amen.